The second category in person-centered planning has to do with self-determination. This includes creating opportunities for the development and exercise of age-appropriate skills, decision-making, personal advocacy, and communication. It also includes the affirmation and protection of each individual's civil and legal rights. Self-determination can be expressed in a number of ways. Some of these include deciding what movie to rent, choosing the radio station in the car, getting involved with a local church, mosque, or synagogue, joining a political party, voting, planning a weekly dinner menu, learning to use the internet, advocating for those with a similar medical condition, choosing to not participate in an outing, deciding which daily skills they would like to work on. Take a moment to think of the ways that you can implement self-determination with the individuals you work with.